Rob, anybody, and Dawn, if they were guide dogs for the blind, you'd all be dead by now. Back to Rad Radio.
Got an email here, rad@radradio.com, from Patricia.
Hey, Patricia.
Talking about Rad TV at members.radradio.com. All the new stuff and series is that we're rolling out. Second episode of The Hen House featuring Dawn and her best friend Stephanie today drops at noon, which means we've almost relaunched everything that we pre-announced. The Probcast is back. Kyle's Corner is rolling. People love that. The Soapbox is coming back soon. And then Patricia's writing about the other one that we've teased endlessly. Says, are you keeping Brando's Podcast from relaunching to keep us anxiously awaiting Brandon address?
Yes, we are. Yeah, we'll have a new episode of the Prodcast tomorrow.
Yes.
Actually.
Oh my God! Yay!
Yeah, it's so the Prodcast, like everything that I do for myself, it always takes the back seat. So I'm really trying to focus a bigger scope of creativity on the Prodcast this time around. But tomorrow's episode is not going to be anything super fancy, elegant, or anything. It's actually going to be Kyle and I. We're going to sit down with Ian and Jeff from Tech2U, and it's kind of going to be a Tech2U. It's going to be the day after Tech2U Tuesday Prodcast. So it's going to be about Rad TV, the inception, the development, all of the stuff that went behind the thing you know now as the streaming service is Rad TV, and give you a preview and insight. It's going to be a very nerdy podcast. Yeah,
yes,
but
yes.
I have so many things planned, and I'm super excited. It's going to be very music heavy. It's going to be very mental health heavy. I'm retooling it, and it's going to take some time, but I can't wait to share
so
it with you all.
So cool your jets, aww. Patricia. Tomorrow is the first podcast in the return, the day after the Tech2U Prodcast, because today is Tech2U Tuesday, with Ian from Tech2U hosting this morning at 11 a.m. That follows the Mixed Pick Sports Show that we do every morning at 10 a.m. Today, Dawn's husband, Gary, will join Steve Mickelson and I to talk sports. Then we'll have Ian host Tech2U Tuesday, talk about AI technology, scanning your face and figuring out your ID status, things like that. You'll get lectured on screwing up World Password Day last week and how all of your passwords are compromised. And then at noon today, Classic Rad, which usually airs at 11 a.m., but special edition at noon today. We go back at least 5 years. Today we go back 6 years as we discuss the topic of sadness after sex. Oh. And Dawn talks about, like, you know, guilt sex when she was trying to go have sex for Lent, but didn't happen.
No, it sure didn't.
Brandon talks about he's never felt sad after sex, but he's felt bad, which, of course, I take that not in the way Brandon meant it, but I take it as, oh, yeah, like if you have sex with a girl who becomes clingy. Yeah, then you feel bad. You're like, oh, God, I hope I didn't show her my house. Anything like that.
I don't remember what I said.
There's a name for it because there's a name for everything. It's called postcoital dysphoria. And even 6 years ago, Dawn was right on point, having absolutely no sympathy for any men who suffer from this, even if maybe it's caused by, you know, terrible things that happened in their past.
No, that's not true.
No interest. So there's your whole rundown for Rad TV, which, again, in Sacramento is on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. Everything else, just figure out where you can find it. All right, we got a few follow-up emails. We were talking about being on the rag. Couple reasons, and we were wondering if Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, maybe is or was, because of the way she reacted to an email yesterday. Tammy wrote in and said, Rob, I love it, calling it rag time. I'm dying over here, and I think I'll use that phrase next time I need to tell the boyfriend, you know, just as a public service announcement.
Oh, bloody hell.
Just play a ragtime song for him. He'll get it.
The jitterbug.
Oh, man.
By the way, Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, wrote back and updated us. I was wondering if she was on the rag.
Right.
Because she wrote in about Adam. Adam wasn't even making fun of Michelle. He was just noticing that.
Sure, he was.
When Rob's changed, that we got a winner for yesterday, took twice as long as the mega bucket that Michelle wrote the
clue
for.
He was nice about it. And we also, though, back to Michelle, y'all were questioning whether she still even has the rag.
Right, exactly. Yeah. That was the question. Can she? And how old is she? Et cetera. Well, to that point, she said, I turned 50 a month ago, and my birthday was discussed on the show, turned into a whole segment. Thanks for remembering.
Oh, no, Michelle. No. I don't even think of you as being in your 50s. That's all. But we're so sorry. We forget everything.
There, better.
I mean, honestly, better. That's the truth.
She does update us, saying menopause has not hit me yet. I am still on the rag monthly, as Rob so eloquently said.
Man.
But not now. I was just feeling my feelings yesterday.
Oh,
you know, Rob,
sweet.
Sometimes people feel angry without a hormonal reason.
or it could be the premenstruals. I know that can be a little more grouchier than regular brag time.
Like it was for me.
Like a few days before.
Oh, yeah.
Michelle, you're a mathematician. You must know. Are you in the P of the MS?
Actually, starting the rag gave me relief.
Are you really hungry?
PMS.
By the way, I did leave out a PPS in Michelle's original email. It was so
PMS.
Random. No, PPS. She had a postscript where she just randomly told Adam F you twice, so just for writing in with her observation. She added a PPS to Olivia, who played and miserably lost the pressure cooker yesterday, saying, because remember, she keeps track of winners and losers by gender, saying simply, F you too.
Oh.
Could you have answered a little slower? You could have had a shot at winning had you spit it out, you dumb bitch.
Oh, whoa.
The best things
she's fine.
In life.
Uh-huh. Not on the rag at all.
We're going to help you pay some bills and fees. With Rob's Change. That's what I want. With Rob's Change. That's what I want. With Rob's Change. Make your best guess and estimate. The calculation in Rob's Jar of Change. With Rob's Change.
Win Rob's Change. We gave away $194.44 yesterday to Allison. We got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Justin.
Hey, Justin.
Since we had a winner yesterday at 9:30, you have nothing to go on, no clues at all. You have the picture that is posted at radradio.com and on social media. And Justin says, Brandon.
Yes, Justin.
I know you do so much for the show and constantly strive to improve and punch up the production value of all aspects of the Rad Show, and your efforts have made the Rad experience more enjoyable across all corners. However.
Okay.
Today, I would argue that you have gone too far. Mm. You tried too hard. After what's-her-name won Rob's Change yesterday.
Allison.
Right. The win Rob's Change bucket photo is all we have to go on. And while the artistic, quote-unquote, flair that you have added this time does make the photo more interesting, it also makes the details kind of blurry. So in this one case, I'd invite you to be lazy and do less. A plain old boring photo would be greatly appreciated. You did add some, like, what would you call that? Some coloring accents in the background.
Yeah.
There's an explosion going on.
So I can see where Justin is coming from in the sense of the... See what I did there? In the sense that it's not your average bucket picture.
Is it misleading because you can't tell exactly what the change volume is?
Maybe. Maybe you know, there's no... I think that's just it. There's no perspective.
No, it's Justin. Was his name.
There's no perspective of like the amount of change that could possibly be in the bucket. I mean, I'm sorry for trying too hard.
No.
And it's never good enough for you people, is it?
Screw them. We're giving them a picture. Oh, by the way, we're giving them a picture to win free money. You know, there's no complaint department in this particular part of the red show.
I don't see what he's complaining about. I can see the picture just fine, Justin. It looks great. You can see all the change. You can see all the other stuff that's in there. I don't know if I can say it, but, you know, it looks great.
I mean, if you could see it clearly, are you really going to guess what it actually is?
There's the
You're
point.
You're not.
Right. Let's get to Win Rump's Change with caller 18. It's not a Justin. It's Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, all right. Morning.
Now, Sarah, did you see the picture?
I did, and you know what? It's not that bad. What are you complaining
not
about?
Not that bad. Okay.
I'm going to make a guess, though.
Yes.
Okay, what's your guess?
That's why you're here.
Yes. All right. My guess is $433.67.
$433.67. Fine. Whatever. That seems reasonable.
You lose.
Oh, man. You all ching ching fat ass.
$433.67 is incorrect. Your first clue is that there are fewer than two sevens in the final correct answer. How's that for some help? There are fewer than two sevens.
What the hell?
And it means that if there's a seven in the answer, there's less than two of them. That's what that means. There's either one or zero. Your next chance to win Rob's Change will come up at 9:30 this morning. Let's get to some quick entertainment news.
Overture, curtain and lights. It's time for entertainment news.
We will start with this email, rad@radradio.com, from Alec.
Hey, Alec.
We talked yesterday that the summer movie season has not kicked off in the way that Hollywood wanted it to in terms of people going to the box office. The big one was The Fall Guy with Ryan Gosling, who's on his 14 and a half minutes of his 15 minutes of fame. He and Emily Blunt starring in The Fall Guy, based on, kind of sort of inspired by, the TV series of the late 80s, early 90s, where Lee Majors played a Hollywood stuntman. all the buzz was, oh, it's got the Gosling effect, the chemistry between the two of them. Ooh. It's a rom-com, but it cost $130 to
$130 million
to make.
$130, that'd be great.
Yeah, they would be happy then this morning because it only made $28 million. Womp, womp. We discussed yesterday the idea of whether or not Hollywood has to adjust to, you're only going to get us to go out if it's a big, we got to see it now blockbuster. A lot of it is going to come down to kids bugging the crap out of you because they just got to see the Gru movie. Yeah, it's the fourth Gru movie, Daddy. Oh,
it's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love the Gru movies. I'm just saying, you know, kids are annoying.
We get popcorn and candy. Oh, and the icy.
By the way, speaking of annoying kids, and I'm not even sure how much kids are supposed to go see this because it's rated PG. And usually when you get into kids' movies, it can be a little, you know, they put in the adult stuff and all that. But this If movie.
Oh, yeah.
Not this Friday, but next Friday.
Oh, yeah, that looks so cute.
It's like If stands for imaginary friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the good Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
stars.
Yeah.
And he's got this imaginary friend that we can see that's purple, but I guess he's invisible. I don't know. I don't care. It's like every goddamn A-lister is voicing one of these characters. Yeah. And it's a John Krasinski film.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Oh, gosh. So my husband will want to see it because he's got this thing with John Krasinski.
I think he at least produced and directed it. Maybe he wrote it and directed it. I don't think he's even in it. But
I know he directed it, but I don't know if he wrote it.
But it's that combination of live action and cartoon.
It looks really cute.
And I think it's one of those where kids... This is one where adults will be like, yeah, sure, I'll take you that kid, but not be overly worried about how bored they're going to be because the whole design around it. So.
It was written by John Krasinski
so
as well.
Who wrote it and directed it.
Yeah.
And by default, produced it as well. Interesting. So that's not this Friday, but next Friday. So we talked about Fall Guy, and did anybody see it? Alec wrote in and said, Fall Guy was the dumbest movie I've ever seen, but I've never had more fun at the movies. It was so enjoyable. Okay.
Okay, so it's stupid good.
I guess. I mean, I don't know that you're supposed to go into that one with that idea, but maybe did he have, because he didn't expand on that.
Yeah, what was fun at the movie?
Did he have fun making fun of it? Or is it, because it's not, I don't know, I haven't seen it. All my reading is it's not designed to be so stupid it's funny. So I don't know if that's how he just twisted it into a good time rather than being pissed off at wasting his money.
Maybe he just had a good date. Maybe they went and hid in the corner of the movie theaters, had a good makeout session. Yeah, ignored the movie, good experience, didn't care about the movie.
Then he needs to say that.
He does.
Because that's misleading.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that the fun was the fun he had was at the movies, not the movie itself.
He was making his own movie, the pullout guy.
Yeah. And he needs to not only reference that, but maybe send us video so that we can confirm it.
Or he could be on the opposite side of the spectrum, and he could have been in the arcade playing by himself the whole time, waiting for the movie, and then went back to the arcade games and got a high score or something, had a good time there.
So he didn't actually watch the movie, he just played video games?
Yeah, because you know how they have the arcades at the movie theaters where you can play before and after the movie?
Dance Revolution?
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, anything's possible because that's what I was hearing, is that his movie, he had a fun time at the theater.
Yeah, I read the whole email.
Right, that's what it sounded like, right? That's what he said.
He didn't tell us anything.
But he didn't expand on that. What was so fun about the theater?
Right, and does it have anything to do with the Fall Guy, or that's just why you were there?
Yeah.
Really, very unhelpful email. Thank you, Alec. next up in the entertainment world, okay, I'm going to let you, when it's time, just insert your own reverse mortgage joke here, okay? We're going to talk about Tom Selleck. Veteran actor, 79 years old, best known for being Magnum P.I. And not being Indiana Jones. The story he retold over the weekend as he was being interviewed on CBS Sunday Morning. He was asked during that interview if Dawn's favorite show, Blue Bloods.
Oh, yes!
Loved by geriatrics everywhere.
Love that show. Reagan Family.
Which has been on CBS since 2010, was drawing to a conclusion, and would it end this fall after the second half of its 14th season, which has been repeatedly reported over and over again. And Selleck said, quote, I will continue to think that CBS will come to their senses, end quote. And then he went on this long diatribe that made no sense defending the show.
Hell
which,
yeah.
Which is insulting to the intelligence of anybody that is at all familiar with the industry, because it's like, Tom, look, what are you doing here? Are you just whining? Are you doing this public PR campaign?
I don't want to see him whine.
Because
he is a tough guy.
Kyle, yes? what is the answer to most of life's questions?
Love, joy, pursuit of happiness. Mm-hmm.
Give me your final
health.
Answer.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Money.
Yes, that is correct. Kyle got it right. Money is the correct answer. It is the answer to most of life's questions. And yes, a lot of old people, very old people,
right here,
liked the Blue Bloods show. First of all, nobody cares about old people when it comes to the advertising world.
It's true.
Because it's very targeted and they're very stingy with their money because they're trying to plan out, can I make this amount of money last before I die?
Right,
not
yes.
knowing when they're going to die.
Medical care, it's all
and
expensive.
They're looking at their kids going, well, you're a loser. You're not going to take care of me. So when you get into that 65 and over crowd,
oh, man.
Advertisers was like, no, we'll just advertise on cable news. That's all they watch anyways. It's a lot cheaper, et cetera. And Blue Bloods is not a cheap show to produce. Most of the cop shows aren't. Plus, greedy bastards like Tom Selleck, this matters to the story, demand a lot of money to make them. And so CBS said, great, thanks for bringing us the blue hairs with Blue Bloods.
Uh-huh. That's all right. We'll always have them, you know, on a streaming service.
So
thank God Paramount Plus.
So this was interesting. So Tom Selleck says this on Sunday morning when last Thursday, this is where I'm like, so are you just like, how desperate are you here, Tom?
Oh.
Last Thursday, CBS announced via President Amy Reisenbach at a news conference that they have heard the cries of Blue Bloods fans loud and clear. Pleas from the cast and fans have been to keep the show going, including a fan-run hashtag Save Blue Bloods campaign.
Oh, I didn't know about this. Which, how was I not in on this?
And most seniors are saying that this morning.
I'm amazed that senior citizens could even know what a hashtag is.
Yeah, you know what
they did. Hersha Poundstein, Save Blue Bloods.
They just gave their phone to their grandkids and had them do it. However, Amy said, president of CBS, that's adorable.
Stop it.
After consulting with the men who run CBS, said,
no, that is quote, not in the story.
All shows have to come to an end,
aww,
and that CBS is still ending Blue Bloods with season 14 series finale date in December of 2024. So 4 days later, Tom Selleck goes on after CBS has doubled down and said, it's over, kids. It's not. And he goes on, he's like, oh, I hope this CBS will come to his senses. And the whole pitch around this, this is where you would insert the reverse mortgage joke, and this is where I said he was greedy because I really don't care. I'm actually impressed by people that try to earn as much as they possibly can. Okay. The whole reason he brought this up is, as if this is going to gain sympathy amongst middle America.
Oh, God, what? What? What'd he say?
Tom Selleck says that if CBS does not renew Blue Bloods, he's in danger of losing his 63-acre Ventura County ranch.
No!
Aww.
Now, this spurns a lot of reactions from a lot of different people. There's one.
Tom.
I mean, that's about right.
Come on,
again,
man. That, you don't say that.
Reverse mortgage joke here.
Jeez.
The correspondent that was interviewing him, Tracy Smith, if you watch the clip, she had, I think, a similar reaction to me. Because she said, quote, seriously, that's an issue? Because when I saw this headline, I'm like, okay, what's the joke? You gotta be kidding me. You're 80 years old almost. You're Tom Selleck. You've put yourself in a financial position that if you don't keep getting whatever he makes for doing Blue Bloods, I don't know, $5 million a year, you can't live on this ranch that you live on? So she said, seriously, that's an issue? And he said, quote, if I stop working, yeah. Am I set for life? Yes, but not on a 63-acre ranch.
Oh, my God.
What? That makes no financial sense.
How about a 50-acre ranch?
Right, right. You have to downsize.
Or sublet and do like an Airbnb thing on your little ranch.
I see where you're coming from because you're like a finance money guy.
Sure.
Right? But I'm like...
The relatability thing?
And he said, yes, I'm set for life, but not on a 63-acre land. Boo-hoo! You're set for life, so go live however it is you need to live to be set for life. Like,
As Kyle put it, I mean, he might have to go down to like a much, much, much... What if he has to go all the way down to like a 12-acre ranch?
Yeah.
He might have to ride his own tractor even.
So I'm doing some digging. I don't know if all of this is true or not because I'm not citing sources correctly.
Point it out anyways.
It says that this 63-acre ranch is a working avocado farm.
Right.
Until
that is true.
Yeah, so... What the hell is he? Oh, I guess until a drought destroyed its crop. So now it's no longer a working avocado farm. So he's probably not making those avocado sales. And now his money from Blue Bloods isn't coming in. So he's even more broke.
So the reason that he might lose the ranch isn't because he's not going to be working on Blue Bloods anymore. It's because he made a terrible business decision that he wasn't prepared for disaster to hit and recover from. Because apparently the revenue to maintain the ranch was coming from the avocados. But oops. See, now that, again, I would have sympathy if he was an actual rancher, if he was a real farmer that are feeding the world. To where something like that can devastate them. This is Tom goddamn Selleck.
Yes.
He has tens of millions of dollars available to him.
So he could do a side hustle and sell mustache rides.
He really should have explained that much better. He should have said this is a working farm. And a lot, even the farms that have made a lot of money and ranches, they're under a lot of pressure right now. And there's just a lot of different reasons, right? And it is hard to make a living that way. Most don't, but they still do it. He could have just presented it in a way that he's trying to keep that thriving for the people that run it, because he ain't out there farming this, okay? Right? There's like other people that benefit. Their livelihoods. That's a better one. There are so many people where their livelihoods depend on this ranch, and I'm trying to keep it alive, and I don't want to lose it, or whatever. My God.
That's why he didn't present it that way, because he's so out of touch.
So out of touch.
With all of that. He's not even aware of everything we just pointed out. We're going to get to Treble Trouble right now. We've got a pair of tickets for you to see George Lopez. At the Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Saturday night, September 21st. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing this Friday to have your tickets upgraded to Ziff Front Row. You're going to get a 3-second song clip. You tell us the title of the song and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20. And if nobody knows the song title,
Mustache Ride, 25 cents.
Avocados everywhere and no winner. 888, how much?
25 cents.
Wow. 989-9811 to play Treble Trouble.
Rob.
Anybody.
And Dawn. The Rob,
Anybody,
and Dawn Show.